This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Lok Sabha sat till late last night to hold discussion on the Constitution, 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026. The three legislations are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. The Constitution, 106th Amendment Act 2023, popularly known as Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, provided for the reservation of nearly one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies. The objective of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was to ensure greater participation of women in the democratic polity. These three bills have been brought to facilitate the delimitation of territorial constituencies and operationalize the provisions providing for the reservation of one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies. In Sikkim, Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam women's rally to be held this morning at Gangtok. The rally is being organized by the prominent women of the state in gratitude to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The rally will be flagged off at Diorali and concluded at the Palzor Stadium. Several prominent women personalities of the state are expected to take part in the rally today. PM Modi held talks with Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, India and Austria exchanged several agreements and documents, including an MOU on food safety, a letter of intent on cooperation in military matters, and an LOI on joint working group on counterterrorism. Addressing the joint press briefing, PM Modi said that India and Austria have been reliable partners in infrastructure, innovation and sustainability. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a virtual meeting with the Trade Minister of South Korea, Yo Han-koo, yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that during the meeting, both the leaders held discussions on strengthening the bilateral economic cooperation between India and South Korea. Reaffirming the shared commitment to deepen trade and investment ties, the minister emphasized on the need to advance a comprehensive and mutually beneficial partnership between the two countries. The government has refuted a video circulating on social media claiming that India is witnessing a civil war-like situation. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau said that claim is fake and the video is being circulated by Pakistan-based social media accounts. The unit added that the video is from a cylinder blast incident and is not related to any civil unrest or violence. PIB further advised citizens to always verify information from trusted sources before sharing and believing it. US President Donald Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The announcement followed what Trump described as excellent conversations with Lebanese President Joseph Aoun and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, both of whom he said agreed to the pause in order to pursue peace. Trump has also invited both leaders to the White House for the first meaningful talks between the two countries since 1983. The ceasefire grew out of direct negotiations that began Tuesday when the Lebanese and Israeli ambassadors to the United States held an in-person meeting in Washington, the first direct diplomatic contact between the two countries in decades. Netanyahu confirmed he had agreed to the temporary ceasefire but stressed that Israeli forces would remain in southern Lebanon, saying the country needed an expanded security zone to prevent attacks on Israel. International Monetary Fund Chief Kristalina Georgieva has said that India's economy is expected to remain resilient even as global growth slows amid war-driven disruptions. Speaking at a press briefing during the IMF spring meetings, Ms. Georgieva said countries' strong fundamentals are helping it outperform most economies. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in a league match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing 196 for victory, Punjab Kings overhauled the target with 7 wickets in hand and 21 balls to spare. Earlier put into bat, Mumbai Indians were 195 for the loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Prabhsimran Singh contributed dazzling 80 of 39 for Punjab, while Quinton de Kock scored magnificent 112 of 60 for Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.